Welcome to episode 3 of Significant Figures. Today we'll talk about famous women throughout history. So I'm going to start off by talking about Amelia Earhart. Earhart, go.
I heard she flew a plane.
Yeah, I'm Hussein, and did she get lost?
I believe she did, but she's one of the first women to do a cross-country flight, you know?
Of course, she was one of those women who actually was a brave woman. She was not scared of anything. She would try to believe that, I'm a woman, I can do, you know, more things than a man could.
Did she have a successful flight? Did she fly from Europe to America once or at all?
She flew to a lot of places, actually, but the most controversial one was her last one in the late 1930s.
But then she didn't make the last one.
That's the controversial one. She didn't make it. That was the end.
She went down.
But no one really knows where she went down. No one, I thought, did they find a plane crash?
No, they found parts of the plane, but they never found her, so they assumed that she was dead.
There was an episode of Star Trek where she was like cryogenically frozen and they found her or something.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary. But that's their attempt to try to create an alternative history, you know, mm-hmm. that can answer questions. It's still a mystery because many people don't know how she died.
Yeah. But you know who's another famous woman of history? Helen Keller. We all know her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Blind and deaf.
She sees with her hands.
Of course, she was the first lobbyist for the American Foundation of the Blind, born in the 1880s, and she died in 1968 of June.
I'm going to go a little bit different way. I wonder how she's a hand job. I mean, she feels
she probably
is. Is she really amazing? I mean, probably not good blowjobs.
She died of a... She died of a... Actually, I think it was a heart condition.
Oh. What does that have to do with the...
She was 88 by then when she died.
No, but think about it. She's actually... She spoke. She was able to talk. Even though she couldn't hear the alphabet, yeah, she was able to learn it through her.
The way she was able to speak was simply... The teacher, who was N.A. Sullivan, she... used her hand, she put it on Helen's face, and Helen would feel the vibrations. Actually, it's the other way around, my apologies. Helen Keller would put her hand on Anne's face.
Put your hand on my face.
I won't, don't worry, I won't. On Anne's face, and as Anne was trying to speak, she felt the vibrations, and it was noted that the first word she said was it, was the first word.
So you're saying it was like Mark and Mark and the Funky Munch for the vibration. Good vibrations.
She felt the vibrations of the spoken words.
Inspired Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Could be. Anything is possible. She did meet many presidents. Starting from Grover Cleveland when she was age 8.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is also how deaf people hear music is through vibration as well.
Even through dance too.
Yeah.
Because she met Martha Graham, who was another renowned woman of the modern dance movement, actually. She felt the vibrations of the dancers, you know, jumping up and down during pliés. It was simply amazing. For a time.
So you're saying dance, so music, you have to also mention Ella Fitzgerald.
Of course.
It's Cat Time, stuff like that. Louis Armstrong, they made a great combination. And they changed the way music is sung today.
Like Billie Holiday in the Harlem Renaissance. Yeah. Especially in the 1920s where they shine, these women.
But Billie Holiday died from drugs, heroin.
Of course.
Yeah.
Very sad to end the career.
What about Susan B?
Susan B. Anthony.
She's
on a coin.
she's the one for like women's rights and
correct. She tried to stood for suffrage.
Women's suffrage.
Women's suffrage. Yeah.
Who was the female that did the American flag?
Betsy Ross.
See? Another famous woman. Yeah. American flag.
Because General Washington wanted in the 1770s, he needed a national symbol to rally to unite the troops and the American people to say, we are Americans, we're no longer British. So he asked Betsy Ross to basically sew a symbol and it became the American flag.
So how come they didn't just write America the Lightning on it?
Oh, that would be, they didn't mean the Finns at the time, don't worry. So they want to keep it, you know, patriotic, but simple.
What about Sacagawea?
Oh, she was...
Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark. She helped with the Lewis and Clark expedition. She guided them. She was their interpreter, basically. They were actually entering unknown territory at the time.
Pocahontas.
In the 1600s.
Pocahontas,
yeah. Of course, it's based off of her story of Pocahontas. It's not as PG as it seems she was raped and all that.
She died of smallpox?
I would believe so. Definitely a disease from the old world because she and her husband went to visit England and she contracted a disease.
So it might have been syphilis. I mean, I don't remember.
Something with disease.
Syphilis is sexual.
Yeah. probably smallpox. They didn't have the immune system.
Yeah.
So who do you guys think else?
Well, there's, so in Liberia and Africa, I believe that's where it is, the women stopped the bloody civil war by refusing to have sex.
What lady is that?
I believe her name is Lema. I'm butchering it. Basically, it's L-E-Y-M-A-H, and last name...
Lema.
Gowe, G-B-O-W-E-E. So basically, the war was going on for a long time.
I'm not an expert with Africa, but I'm assuming it's in Nigeria or something?
Liberia.
No, it's in Liberia, thank you.
Liberia, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, still in West Africa.
Yeah. Right. So basically, what was going on, there was a bloody war for, I think, over 20 years, and women been raped and everything. Of course, I mean, that's what happened to the war, unfortunately. But all the women got together, the Christians got together with the Muslims, and basically said, like, we're not having sex anymore, it's our body, and if you want to be with us, you got to stop the war. And they actually, I believe in under a week, there were peace talks. It shows how powerful.
I give credit to another woman who was tough, actually, Eleanor Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. She basically was married to Franklin Roosevelt, of course, but during the 1930s, when the nation experienced the Great Depression, she served as the president's eyes and ears. He had polio, so he basically, he was a great communicator, but he couldn't actually feel the people by traveling around the country, so Eleanor would do that for him.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we forgot Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks, yes. Montgomery
Bus. Because she sat down on the bus?
She refused to get up.
She was tired.
She really, you know, it was very brave of her, you know?
Yeah, she was the first sit-in. If you want to think of it that way.
She was very brave.
What about Cleopatra?
Yeah, man. Cleopatra was known for sinking so many ships with everyone. We just traveled long distance just to be with her. And she was master. She was master. Not manipulator. That's not the right word. She was really good at strategy. She knew
she
what
was
to say.
Very strategic in terms of when she... because in ancient Egypt, she was part of the Ptolemy dynasty when she wanted to... become queen of Egypt, right? She teamed up with, I think it was Julius Caesar, of course.
I think it was Julius Caesar.
Yeah. To overthrow her little brother so she can be installed queen, and they got married.
And she was the last pharaoh.
Of course, and she was multilingual too.
Of course, she has to read all those love letters.
Yeah, true, how she expressed her amour, her love.
What about Marie Curie?
Marie Curie, yep.
First Nobel
Prize winning
woman.
Woman, and the first Polish woman too at the time, because when she was born in the late 1860s, Poland was part of the Russian Empire, and especially women, Polish women, were highly discriminated against, and she was determined to work hard, and she discovered two new elements with her husband, Pierre Curie. It was polonium after her native country of Poland, and radium.
Joan of Arc.
Oh, she was a tough lady.
Yeah.
She took... with all due respects, BS from nobody. She was that good.
She's a legend, man. She inspired so many movies to be told behind her, and you totally believe what she did was impossible. That's how amazing she was.
I would say she's like the female Genghis Khan, basically, the female version. She was tough at the time, you know. I mean, she didn't care. She loved challenges.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wife of Henry Ford, you know, the famous Henry Ford, who had all his many bad things you could say about him. One bad thing was that he didn't want to make an agreement with the labor unions, which were trying to get decent pay, because they were basically being beaten by their supervisors. They were they just had gangsters just like, you know, pushing around the workers. And then he threatened to close the plant, close the company, rather than sign an agreement with the unions. But the only reason that he eventually signed is because his wife said that she would leave him if he didn't sign. And then he signed like the next day.
See? Shows.
Hi.
What about Mother Teresa?
I heard she was lost.
She was like a saint mostly. Actually, she is not. The Catholic Church actually said she became a saint, and she used to help poor children throughout India.
But there's a lot of controversy about if she really helped or if she was just a figure. Because it was saying how she didn't really help all the sick and the poor people, and how she was racist as well.
There was a little controversy, a secret controversy that was said about Mother Teresa, that in order for her to do her magic, in terms of like she would care for the young, right, for the kids and the sick, they had to convert to Christianity, specifically Catholicism, for them to convert. But even no matter what ideas you might have about her and her, you know, her legacy, she still, it is no doubt that she trained a new generation of, you know, like young women to go around the world and to care for the sick.
So Harriet Tubman, though.
The Underground Railroad.
She saved.
She never got caught. That's amazing. She even rescued her own parents, and she died at the age of the 90s. When she was in her 90s, she died.
Yeah, 93.
She saved so many.
Yeah,
in 1913.
More than 300 slaves.
Yeah, but 300, that's thousands of lives.
Yeah,
they
of course. I mean,
before.
Yeah.
Of course, she even served as a spy and as a nurse for the Union in the North during the Civil War.
What about Oprah?
Well, we're now celebrity.
What about Mulan? She based on a real person?
Mulan, yeah.
I don't know about Mulan.
I know she's Chinese.
No, but Oprah. Oprah's one of
the Hunts.
She's the richest woman in the high ethnic group. Also, she launched her own network, stuff like that. So she's a role model.
She role model for you?
Ah, that's Betty White. Betty White's older than sliced bread.
Betty White's actually really dope. I love Betty White, her personality, her charm, how she's a sweet person. I used to watch the Golden Girls.
Love Golden Girls.
She's still one cool. She's like the, what's his name? The white guy, big hair, who's always, everyone loves, he shows up at random places.
Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray. She's basically the Bill Murray female version. Or Bill Murray's a female version of
her. The male version of her. Yeah.
There is one historical figure who we also remember, Jacqueline Kennedy, JFK's wife. She was the first classy woman when she and her husband lived in the White House. Because after the Eisenhowers, who were in the 50s, Eisenhower was an old man. He was a renowned general, but he was an old man. And his wife, Mimi Eisenhower, looked as if she didn't have any pizzazz, basically. She had the same outfit, had the same type of pigtails. Then when Jackie Kennedy came in, she renovated the White House. It looks nice. The nation portrayed her as young, gorgeous, with beautiful kids. It really, you know, like redefined the role of the First Lady as well.
That's pretty cool. But I feel like without Grace Hopper, we wouldn't be anywhere these days. She was the first person who created an easy way to use computer languages.
Smart.
Basically led to the invention of computer programming. So without her, we wouldn't be able to.
How about Ada Lovelace?
Who?
Ada Lovelace.
What did she do?
In the 1800s, I think, she also contributed to the field of computer science.
What about Queen Elizabeth?
The first, of course, right?
Why not the current queen?
Oh, that too, but the first was more renowned, actually, in my opinion.
Yeah, the first only lasted 70 years, though. This one.
But the first one, she actually, once her sister Mary, who was a Catholic, died, she successfully led, at the time, Britain to a golden age. Especially during the, at the same time, there was also the Shakespeare era at the time. It was called the Elizabethan Golden Age era.
What about Queen Victoria?
She was the only one in the British monarchy who had hemophilia.
And she was the longest running queen.
Of course, but now Queen Elizabeth II, I think, defeated her by reign. But her husband, Prince Albert, died at a very young age.
What about Princess Diana?
She died very young in 1997. But she was gorgeous. She was wonderful. She really symbolized like the new generation, just like Jackie Kennedy, but for the British monarchy.
What about Margaret Thatcher?
She was a tough conservative woman, just like Ronald Reagan of the West. And she was hard as nails. Trust me, when she debated people, she made you felt like as if you didn't have an IQ. She was that good. She knew how to persuade people to join to the right conservative wing side.
Anne Frank.
Now, what are your thoughts, guys, on Margaret Thatcher or Princess Diana?
Well, everyone wants to say Anne died. It was a tragedy for the whole world.
It really was.
Yeah. They're very, you know, us, they do a lot, you know, they made a big difference. Do you guys know about the Persian king Cyrus the Great?
Heard of him.
Yeah, so do you know how he died?
That I'm not familiar with.
So he wanted to attack some like horse people who were like, you know, horse, you know, nomads. And
nomads, basically.
Yeah, nomads on horses. Yeah, similar to the Mongols.
Yeah,
and he had defeated everyone basically in the Middle East and around there. He took over all these places and he went to battle against the nomads in modern Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. And he lost to people led by the Empress Tomaris.
Wow, seems strong.
And he was, the story goes that she killed him.
Here's another strong sisters I would want to recommend, actually. I have two examples. One is the Trung Sisters of Vietnam in the 900s and in the 1000s, I believe. Because at the time, China controlled Vietnam for 1,000 years, and these Trung Sisters, they were tough as nails. I think with the leadership from them, they were able to change the course of history for Vietnam, because they eventually became, you know, independent from China, from the Chinese control.
So during the truth?
Yeah. Amazing.
Civil rights.
What about Elizabeth Bathory? Have you guys heard of it? Also Russian. Known as Countess Elizabeth Bathory. She's the one who inspired Dracula. Basically, she was so bloody that she wants to live forever, wants to stay young and look young. So what she did was she actually took all the young girls from villages around her and would kill them, bleed them out, and bathe in their blood.
Or even this interesting one.
So hold on, I'm just wondering.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So after that, I believe only 10% population was left of females after her rule. And this was really like a 20th time frame. And so I did.
Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American millionaire, which is very renowned at the time, especially in the 40s and 50s. And Mary McCloy Bethune, who was a renowned African-American female teacher, because at the time they were highly discriminated against. And through their determination and through their will, their spirit, they were able to accomplish so much for their lives.
What about Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, the only thing I remember Marilyn Monroe was she sang for President Kennedy's birthday in 1962 or 1963.
She was considered a model by being the first plus size model at the time.
Also, I heard she did some spying for the government as well, because since everyone loved her, she would be acting hostess to other countries, and they would tell the information she would relay back to America. So she was like a modern day spy at that time too.
You guys heard of Marie Curie?
We discussed it, yeah.
Oh, we did, okay.
The Polish lady who was eventually became the first female professor at the Sorbonne University, a renowned university in Paris.
What about Dolly Parton?
She's amazing. I love
her. Oh, the country lady. Yes, yes.
She's the best.
What about Miss Piggy? Strong role model for puppets. Oh,
yes, that's it. Oh my God.
So what do you think, guys? That wraps up for today's episode? Or this week's episode?
This week's episode, yeah.
Sounds good.
So I'm Josh, and I'll catch you guys later.
I'm Kenny, the historian.
It's Mitri, the comedian.
I'm Hussein, the other guy.
Later, guys.